On now to Alaska. Robert Dillon is editor of the Tundra Drums newspaper in Bethel, Alaska. He says the attacks have had a big impact on daily life in his town.
We may be in the middle of nowhere, about as far as you can get from New York, but because of the television coverage constantly showing the images, people were traumatized by it here just as much as they were anywhere else. On an economic and other level, you know, the flight ban really stopped everything. It stopped life because we depend on air travel to get our food, our mail, any shopping, and also it stranded about 700 hunters across the state. Hunters and fishermen, it is moose season here, and they couldn't get back in because they couldn't fly.
What happened to them?
They're back now. They were, you know, they didn't know. A lot of them didn't have radios, and they just, nobody showed up to pick them up.
So things can get a little tense there.
I don't know if I would call them tense. I guess if you're waiting on a shipment of something important, you know, but I think everybody took it in their stride. I remember talking to one woman at Brown Jug Liquor, and the only way to get your alcohol out here is to mail order it. And she was like, well, you're just going to have to wait. And I said, that's fine with me. And she said a lot of people had been calling her and complaining that, you know, no flights were coming in. But I think, you know, everybody had pretty much the attitude that, you know, I can wait for whatever it is, be it the mail, a paycheck. They had no problem with being a little patient.
Would it be wrong to say that there are some people who live by choice in Bethel, Alaska, in the area around there, because they want to be away from the Northeast corridor, let's say, away from big cities, away from what happened last week?
Yeah, I think that would be fair. I think that I know I have a friend in the National Guard, and he said he was up flying Thursday when they lifted the air ban. By the way, Alaska is the only place you don't have to file a flight plan because of so many bush pilots. But he was up flying, and he said he had night goggles on, and he could see above him the F-16s, the military, is patrolling the airspace here like they would anywhere else.
Robert, thank you for your time.
No problem.
Robert Dillon, editor of the Tundra Drums in Bethel, Alaska. Economic effects of the attacks are also being felt in other corners of the U.S. Paula Gibbs is the editor of the Wiscasset newspaper in Wiscasset, Maine. She says the lobster business has been hurt.
A lot of the fishing communities have people that go out and get lobsters, and the lobstermen were told by the dealers not to haul their traps because all the airlines were grounded and they didn't have any way to get the lobsters to market.
So many of the lobstermen didn't even go out?
I don't know how many of them did go out. The particular lobsterman who's in my cove did go out, and I kind of have a feeling that, I don't know if you know many lobstermen, but most of them are very independent, and the last thing you should ever try to do is tell a lobsterman what to do.
You are fairly close to Bath Iron Works there.
Right.
In Bath. What happened with regard to that factory, that shipyard?
Well, of course, you know, Bath Iron Works builds ships for the Navy, and there's a big Navy presence in Bath. So I have a feeling that because it's so related to national defense, that's the reason they decided to send the first shift home and then to cancel the second and third shift.
This was last Tuesday.
Right.
Ms. Gibbs, have you had the challenge of sitting down trying to write an editorial for your paper to try to explain what happened to your readers?
I just wrote a story about the last time I was near the World Trade Center. I was on a boat with my husband, and we were headed to Florida. We were staying at a marina on the Hudson River across from the Trade Center, and I got out on the deck of my boat and took a picture of the sunset on the World Trade Center. And Tuesday night when I went home, I thought, I want to try to find that picture in one of my photo albums somewhere. It took me about a half an hour, I'd say, to go through about 25 photograph albums. But I found it, and I brought it into work the next morning. I ran it with my little column that talked about having been there on the Hudson River and watching the sunset on the Trade Center.
Ms. Gibbs, thank you for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Paula Gibbs is editor of the Wiscasset newspaper in Wiscasset, Maine.